Thank you for downloading Whitespace Strategies Notes from the Boardroom. In this edition, customer-centric proposition development. My name is John Turpin, and I'm a project team leader at Whitespace Strategy, a boutique strategy consultancy based in Oxford. Recently, we've been looking into how companies can take a customer-driven approach to proposition development processes, some of the challenges with doing this, and how these have been overcome. This short download summarizes a webinar that we ran in January 2019. We'll hear examples of good customer-centric propositions, why people find customer-centric development hard, and have a look at how GIFGAF's processes are delivering a proposition built around customer needs. If you'd like more information on this topic, the full webinar is available for download on our website. We start with a quick overview of some of the barriers to customer-centric development from market experts, as presented by Sarosh Khan, one of our engagement managers.
We asked some of our participants in the pre-poll what they felt were some of the main barriers that they'd seen to corporates taking a more customer-centric approach to proposition development right now. For many, they see a disconnect between the aspirations and the targets of the business versus taking a more customer-centric approach. So I think that's probably something we can all relate to. The idea that a business is very much focused on revenue and profitability, and the idea of what does the customer really want, how can we be more customer-centric, is something that potentially takes a bit of a back seat. Typically, I think there's also a view that doing research, be it internally or externally, can also be quite expensive.
Webinar attendees voted for the challenges they've most commonly faced when pushing for propositions to be customer-centric. Sarosh summarizes the most widely selected challenges here.
So what's really interesting is that 50% of the participants selected a disconnect between customer proposition and management teams. You'll also see that 17% of people picked out senior management, not buying into the idea of customer centricity. Less than 10% of people selected the option around it being difficult to relate to customers or to put yourself in their shoes.
We asked webinar attendees to give us examples of customer-centric propositions that they've come across. Some of the examples that they offered include Hello Alfred's home concierge service, DPD for their delivery notifications, Netflix were mentioned for how easy they make it to leave the service. Argos's same-day delivery offering was brought up by a number of attendees. Amazon Prime, and also GIFGAF was mentioned. Whitespace project team leader Alex Grime talks here about how GIFGAF developed their service alongside their customers.
GIFGAF, in particular, their pay-as-you-go mobile proposition was suggested as a really customer-centric venture. And I think the way that GIFGAF has gone about doing that has been really interesting as well. So GIFGAF are a company kind of based on a community of users who are kind of incentivized to engage online through credits and points. And there's also plenty of face-to-face testing opportunities. And how the community works is that users can raise ideas, and the best ideas in that online community are then upvoted to the point that GIFGAF notice them and do something about them. So that pay-as-you-go proposition is no different to that. It was a kind of online idea, and I think a lot of the kind of technicalities of the proposition, what makes it different from other pay-as-you-go propositions, have also kind of come from the online community, either initially or through continued testing, both online and face-to-face. Key areas of it are just how cheap it is and also how good the customer service is around that. And you can see in some of the statistics that since they've launched this proposition, their NPS has increased by 2.2 to 84.3, which makes it the highest of any of the UK telcos. And in 2017, they attracted 261,000 new customers, growing their revenue by 16%.
To conclude, Whitespace Director John B gives the Whitespace view of the areas corporates should focus on to generate more customer-centric propositions.
In an absolute nutshell, I think there are two really important areas to focus on. So area one is empathy and base level customer understanding. So having within the business an ability for everyone at any stage to put themselves in the shoes of the customer and think as a customer at any time, I think is really, really important. And the second key area is having a research option or capability that allows you to conduct a specific ad hoc kind of inquiry into customers in relation to propositions and proposition development. So those are the two critical capabilities that I think all companies need to have. And empathy, kind of dealing with that, first of all. Smaller businesses and startups and ventures often find this easier because they are more naturally less siloed and closer to customers. some of the more practical initiatives that I've seen bigger corporates use are firstly making management serve customers for a day. So making people in head offices sort of step out of those ivory towers and actually go and work in shops, serve customers, actually work face to face at the coalface, interacting with customers is something that I see quite a few kind of corporates do to open the eyes of management in particular to the world of the customer. And that can be really powerful from an empathy perspective. Management listening in on customer calls, either retrospectively or just putting headsets on in call centers. I see that a lot and I see that working well. Customer closeness events, I've been to them that clients have run. We've run them for clients too, where you're basically bringing in either members of the public or corporate customers to really interact with senior staff to allow them to empathize and help them step into shoes. That's been really powerful. From a research and co-creation perspective, undertaking research which really unpicks needs and drivers of customers is really useful. So we do a lot of regression analysis depending on the market, which allows us to analyze and pick out really what's driving customer behavior rather than maybe what customers say is driving their behavior. Conjoint analysis is great. So that allows us to almost tease apart propositions and trade off the relative attractiveness of different parts of offerings to figure out what customers really will buy, what they won't buy, where propositions really need to be refined. Co-creation workshops work really well. So getting customers, potentially also partners, account managers, brokers, market experts and delivery staff all into a room together to test and refine and build out ideas and offerings can be done relatively easily. And also from a feedback point of view, once a proposition has been launched, finding ways of either A/B testing or interviewing early adopters is, from my experience, a good way to iterate and refine.
So those were some of the highlights from our customer-centric proposition development webinar. I hope you found it interesting and that the points raised will be useful in the future. If you have any questions on any of the examples featured here, or you'd like to be involved in our future webinars, please get in touch by dropping us a note at info@whitespacestrategy.com.